Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. John's favorite. 94 WIP. And, of course, every single Thursday at this time, we talk some fantasy football. Although John's a bit distracted right now. He's got Jimmy on his mind. Got more food on his mind.
Improbable chicken cheesesteak.
There
baby.
It is. Paul Charchian with us, of course, here, John.
Brought to you by the Parks Casino and Sportsbook. New customers get your first bet risk-free up to $500. ParksCasino.com/PA. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we welcome from GuillotineLinks.com, Paul Charchian. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you guys.
You as well, my man. Paul, let's start with tonight. And of course, you know, another Thursday night football game. Feels like they always sneak up quick on us. What are we looking at tonight and the players to play?
Well, brutal series of events here for the Browns. Yeah. So they're without their starting quarterback. Their 1A and 1B at running back are out. Odell Beckham looks unlikely to go, so he won't go. And nobody's talking about it, but both starting tackles aren't likely to play in this game. They might get Jarvis Landry back or might not. So there's just nothing left of this offense. And here's Denver is a good defense. They're fourth in points allowed, 10th in pass defense, fourth in rush defense. So there's really the only dart throw here is your new starting running back, D. Ernest Johnson, who got a little run last year, did okay at 5 yards per carry last season, but it's a bad matchup, and there's just no threat coming from the Case Keenum-led passing game, and I don't like him much either on the Browns side. So that side's a bummer. Then the other side, you had Teddy Bridgewater trying to rebound from the worst game in memory. He threw 3 interceptions and had a fumble last week. He hadn't had a four turnover game since his rookie year. But Cleveland's been a good pass defense except for games against Justin Herbert and Kyle Murray, who were awesome, like MVP-level guys. Everybody else has been shut down. So there's just not a lot to like in this matchup from a fantasy standpoint.
Paul, let's talk about a big name in football, and we've talked about him here in Philly, Deshaun Watson, quite a bit. Now, I know in most leagues in America, he is not claimed by anybody. In our league, he is. But for a listener at home, if he's in a league without Deshaun Watson claimed, should someone – rumors are starting to fly. I mean, should someone pick up Deshaun Watson?
So, you know, I think we could look at it a couple of ways. Even if a trade goes down today, right? Let's say this trade to Miami happens and goes down today. That doesn't necessarily mean that Watson's going to be the starter even this year. I mean, there's a very real scenario where some team is really just going to sit on him and wait for some kind of resolution to his legal situation. Because if you do trade for him and then you go to your fan base, and let's use Miami as an example, your Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, you're going to turn to your fan base and go, okay, we've traded for Deshaun Watson and we're starting him. Sure, he was unstartable in Houston, but here in Miami, it is game on, even with those 22 sexual assault lawsuits. That's a tough sell for a fan base.
So you think it's a wasted roster spot in fantasy terms?
Probably this year, yes. I don't think he ends up playing this year for that reason.
And roster spots at a huge premium right now, Paul, with a lot of players on bye weeks. So this is when it really gets tricky as for the next, month and a half or so with roster spots in fantasy.
And this week especially, it's the bi-pocalypse this week. We got six teams on bye. Five of them are really good offenses. And you're right, that spot counts. That could be somebody else that can be helping you out. If not this week, then in the next several weeks.
I was so excited about Darren Waller. He's my tight end. And he has not been a fantasy producer for some reason. What's going on there? And should I be worried? Should I pick someone else up?
So, you know, Waller had the huge week one where he was targeted 19 times. Since then, he hasn't topped 65 yards. He has only scored one touchdown. He's behind guys like Dawson Knox and Dalton Schultz in fantasy points. And ironically, what's killing Waller is that, unlike last year, everybody else on the team doesn't suck. The emergence of Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards and Hunter Renfrow are all now capable targets. And Derek Carr has got a lot more options than just force feeding Waller every game. And so he's not been bad. He's just not giving us anything like what we were getting before, where we were like, you know, 80 yards, 90 yards, 100 yards, touchdown, touchdown. And it's just, that's those kind of box scores aren't there. And he's still super talented. And I'm sure we're going to get some of those games, but they're just not coming like they used to. And I don't think that's going to change with Ruggs and Edwards and Renfrow all producing.
The Philadelphia Eagles running backs, is there any reason to own either Kenny G or Miles Sanders?
We're to play them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people are dropping both guys. So, and I'm fascinated what you think. I think there's a scenario here where Miles Sanders has a nice second half of the season. Eagles have the easiest remaining schedule against the run. They have seven strongly positive matchups left and just one stopper game left the rest of the way. And Miles Sanders, over the last two games, he's out touching Kenneth Gainwell by a 27-4 margin over the last 2 weeks. And that, I think that's a positive that suggests that there's a little more trust in Sanders. And then, you know, Philly runners are only averaging 10 carries a game over the last month. 10. That's it. It has to go up.
Have you ever seen anything like this? Right? Like in fantasy, you're keeping tabs on all these numbers like this. Does this happen in the NFL with other teams, or is
almost
it our cross to bear?
Almost never. Not on a consistent basis. I mean, remember the run and shoot Falcons?
Yep.
You know, we got to go back to, this stuff, it never happens. That's why I think it's going to get better. And how about your fan base cheering after every run?
Yeah.
Like, I love it. That's great. A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a lot.
Oh, a lot.
So
of
you guys obviously follow the team very closely. Yeah. I think right now I'm buying low on Miles Sanders because he's almost free to go get from whoever's rostering him right now.
I agree.
And I think there's upside.
I agree with that, but I also know I might need to see him play a good game, be given the opportunity before I start him.
Or a couple.
I mean, at a certain point, I feel like you're just shooting yourself in the foot. At some point, he's going to put out numbers, but I got to see it happen before I start him four, five, six more straight weeks. Paul, let me ask you about another now former Eagle, Zach Ertz. Him with Arizona, from a fantasy standpoint, is Zach Ertz a starter in fantasy football, a 10-team, 12-team league with Arizona?
He's going to have to be, because there's not enough. There aren't 10 or 12 good tight ends to go around. And obviously they liked him enough to pay for him. And the guy he replaced, Max Williams, out of nowhere in like year seven in the league, had turned into a fantasy factor. Now, the only downside with the Cardinals is they get so many quality targets to throw to. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, obviously. A.J. Green having a renaissance of his own. Christian Kirk and Rondell Moore. And then they throw to Chase Edmonds. And there's just some days, there's just not going to be enough balls to go around for Zach Ertz. But the way they were using their tight end before the Williams injury, I think he does a little something here.
What about sleepers, Paul, for the bi-pocalypse?
And we need him, don't we? Holy cow. Jameis Winston, available in 2/3 of leagues. He's been a boomer bust quarterback, but in his three good games, he's averaging 3.5 touchdown passes in those games. And Seattle might be the worst secondary in the league. They've given up 306 passing yards per game. And I like Winston's top receiver, another sleeper for you, Marquez Callaway. Strongly positive matchup against, we mentioned Sidney Jones last week, if you remember. They're still trotting out Sidney Jones. He's getting roasted. So Marquez Callaway, And then if you need a real running back help, Mark Ingram, Houston's running back, available in half of leagues. He's gotten 16 and 18 carries the past 2 weeks. He's done nothing with those carries, but here comes Arizona. They're giving up 128 rushing yards per game, 5 yards per carry. So maybe Mark Ingram gets a little something done here.
GuillotineLeagues.com for Paul Charchian's work. Paul, final thing here. We're talking a lot about Jalen Hurts today. Give me a yes or no on this one. When this season is over, there is a possibility that Jalen Hurts is the all-time greatest, let me see how I can phrase this, a greater discrepancy between his fantasy ability and his NFL ability. That he is a fantasy quarterback dynamo, and as an NFL quarterback is way below average. Have you ever seen a player with a greater discrepancy?
Nobody's coming to mind, but you may be right, because his rushing is become so reliable that from a fantasy standpoint, every week he's a top 10 producer.
I mean, think of it this way. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns. He's on pace for like 15 rushing touchdowns. Forget the 300 yards. 15 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, that's like Derrick Henry last year. I know. His 15 rushing touchdowns, I mean, which is insane. But the passing just is not coming along. And he's got to – we need him to make reads. Watch – if you just go back and watch any of his – or watch next week's game.
Oh, we watch.
Watch his helmet. That guy just – he takes the hike. He goes to his first read. He will stare down that receiver, and he'll throw the ball into almost any coverage. And that is dangerous, and he's got to get better with the reads and a willingness to look off his first receiver.
Paul, we are frustrated. GuillotineLeagues.com. Not frustrated with you, though, Paul. Thanks, Paul.
You are the best. Talk to you in a week, guys.
Right,
bye-bye.
Buddy. There he is, Paul Charchian. Again, GuillotineLeagues.com. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, John had referenced earlier some quarterback rankings for Week 7. I don't know where we're headed with that, but what's John got on Jalen Hurts? We'll hit that next, plus all the calls on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.